how all this happened for these pastors and these ministers. Connection. It wasn't happening before the connection. There are people connected with an anointing of a spiritual father over them and begin to minister to them just like the spiritual father be ministered to. Isn't that amazing? Proper connection. They can tell you they're financially better off now than they ever been in their ministry. If people connect right, that's what we try to do in the LTMA. Connect properly, follow instruction, be led by the Holy Spirit in due season.
That's it.
You'll have no wants in your ministry. I welcome all the churches here from various cities, various states. Tonight I have the opportunity to minister to you. I don't know if I'm going to minister 15 minutes. I don't know how long I'm going to minister. I'm going to follow after the Spirit. But you're welcome. I'm going to use a key text tonight. You may be seated. I want you to open your Bible to Hebrews chapter 2 and Mark chapter 16. I'm going to read the golden text for this camp meeting tonight. I sense in the Spirit to read them. I have another man text I'm going to minister from, but I need to read the man text to put this whole thing in context.
Yes, sir.
What the Lord is saying to us here. So in Hebrews 2, verse 4. I want you to underline the word witness, and I want you to underline the last word in that verse is will. Witness and will. God also bearing them witness. How? Both with signs and wonders. And with divers miracles, signs is plural, wonders is plural, divers miracles is plural. I want you to write in your notes the word unlimited. The supernatural produces an unlimited life, an unlimited pastor, and an unlimited church. It is God's witness that you live supernaturally. It is God's will that you live supernaturally. Let me read this verse to you again. God also bearing them witness. What? Both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts. Plural there, isn't it?
Yes.
Gifts. Everybody say gifts.
Yes.
Now there's no such thing as the supernatural without the nine manifestation of the Holy Ghost in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. You have to have them working. They are keys to the supernatural.
Yeah.
The word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, discerning of spirit, special faith, working of miracles, gifts of healing, those are keys to the supernatural. Prophecy, divers kind of tongue, and interpretation. Power gifts, revelation gifts, inspiration, or vocal gifts. But those nine are given to us to profit withal. There's gifts, administration, and operation. You have to know how to function in these gifts. You have to be trained. You have to have a certain amount of maturity to function in this gift properly without being deceived with a Mickey. And so that's why we need covering. That's why we need men of God, women of God that have grown in maturity, that have come through the steps from different layers in the spirit, different levels in the spirit, different depths in the spirit, so they can watch over us properly and tell us how to operate in these supernatural functioning. All right? Now here is the crux of the thing. Signs and wonders. Say signs and wonders.
Signs and wonders.
Okay. And then he says, divers miracles.
Gifts of the Holy Ghost.
Now, that's a supernatural pack there. Now, go to Mark 16. Mark 16. And then I'll show you how to do this. Do this. There's a way to do this. There's a certain hunger. There's a certain thirst. There's a certain, watch this now, level of maturity. There's a certain depth of maturity you will have to grow in to function supernaturally, properly, in these signs, wonders, divers, miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
They are supernatural, they're not surface. You can't work them from a surface dominion. You have to plow some, you have to go down the field a way. You have to learn how to hoe. You have to know how to hoe your rope. Now the church is not seeing this at large. Is that right? They're not seeing, you're not seeing, you know, we're not seeing no signs and wonder, dive, and miracle, and give the Holy Ghost. Every now and then something happened to the Lord. But I mean, the Lord's waiting on us to open up.
Yes.
You, for you to open up. God, uh-oh. God want to use you.
Yes.
Point at yourself.
God
wants to use me.
I must yield
to his spirit.
For him to use me.
Mark Gospel, chapter 16. I like the 14th verse. It says, afterward. After what? After he had defeated Satan completely and built his church up on a rock and given us the Holy Ghost to rule and dominate.
Yes, sir.
After he had whooped death,
robbed
the grave, and made an announcement.
Come on,
yes, sir. All power is in my hand. There should never from this night forward be a defeated moment in your life. All defeat lines are opportunities for God to show himself strong on your behalf. Goliaths do not move God. Red Seas, Jericho walls, the lion den, the fire furnace. None of these things face God or fool God. When we're in proper contact, the lion can't bite. The fire can't burn, and the jail can't hold us. But you got to have your burning bush experience. You got to have some burning bush experiences where God talk to you and tell you, it don't make no difference, go ahead. I got your back. I'm going to send goodness and mercy with you. Do you know what it means to be escorted by God's goodness and God's mercy? Do you know if you recognize that everywhere you go, goodness and mercy is falling behind you, that there's no way for you to be stopped? Are you listening to me?
Yes,
it's goodness and mercy in the morning. Goodness and mercy works in the supernatural. Afterward, we're living in the afterward.
Yes, sir.
When Jesus made this conversation with the disciples, it was afterward.
Yeah.
After he had defeated Satan.
Yes, sir.
Death, hell, and the grave.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In his full authority.
Full authority.
Had fulfilled what the Father sent him to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now he's going to send us out. And he says, I'm sending you out to operate just like me.
Yes.
My trail preaches this morning, you too can do this.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to show you how to step in this in a few moments. And all your lives going to change. All your circumstances, everybody you're dealing with, they're going to change because you're going to be in a position they'll have to change. All your circumstances, all your situation, all your opposition, everybody going to change because I'm going to show you some apostolic secrets tonight that the church must know to function in these type of spiritual gift. Because I don't want to give my subject away yet. Spiritual gift. I want to hold you right now. I want you to be in suspense for a while. Then I want to turn you into a Superman by the Spirit of God. So let's listen. Here Jesus commissioned the 11. Was 12. Some ain't going to make it. They don't want to go no further, boy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They got people not going to make it when you start correcting, directing, protecting,
yeah, uh-huh,
projecting. You start moving in another dimension. Start killing the beef of the beast of tradition.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Choke religious spirit.
Yes, sir.
And let no denomination run what God say for you to do. And people love their denomination. They love their 4-H club. They love their science of the mind. They love psychology.
Yes, sir.
We're looking for somebody who loves Jesus.
Yes,
we're looking for somebody ready to sell out.
Yes,
and give their all to Jesus. And the only way you're going to be able to step in these degrees of anointing, these degrees of power, you're going to have to sell out your old religious ways. Be ready to walk in revelation, a rhema word, a live word from God personally to me, and nobody gonna talk me out of it. God said it, I believe it, that sell it. That's the kind of word I want. Huh? Do y'all still think God talking to people? Absolutely. Absolutely, you deaf as a mule if you think he's not, because he's talking. God talking every day, all the time. God looking for somebody whose eyes are open, whose ears are open, whose understanding is open, so he can tell them how to walk in a divine way. There's a divine way to live. It's not just going to church. It's not just being baptized. It's not just clapping your hand. There's a divine way to live. Talk to me here. There's divine life on the inside of you. There's a life that's made for miracles, made for signs, made for wonders, made to raise the dead, made to raise the dead, made to raise the dead, made to raise the dead. So he says here, in verse 14, that's what he appeared unto the 11 at. They sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief. Get rid of your unbelief and hardness of heart or hardness of soul, because they believe not them which had seen him after he was risen. He had told them he's going to get up.
Right.
All right, that's another subject. And he said to them, go ye in all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Now look at verse 17. Look at verse 17. Now how you look with no sign following you? Talking about ya ya la ba ya ya ya.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Every time I see you, yeah, 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 kuka, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come on, Apostle.
Now, let me make an announcement. You take it. Everyone under the sound of my voice from this night forward going to be followed by signs. And it's going to be God witnessing that you are really his child. So get ready for some astonishing things to happen in your life. Because you're about to enter into apostolic living. You're about to enter into the book of Acts. We're about to finish the book of Acts. The book of Acts is an open book. It's a book to be finished. We here tonight. And those who are connected by internet. We are to finish the book of Acts. We are going to bring that power back alive. I got any help out here? Well, let me try to read it now. Verse 17, you with me? And these signs shall follow them that believe. Shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Come on, speak out. Hallelujah. You felt that? And they shall take up serpents. And if they drink anything, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hand on the sick, and they shall recover. How many women got pregnant yet this morning? That hand, look at that hand up. Now notice verse 19 and 20. I'm not at my text yet. Notice verse 19 and 20. Because I got all my children here tonight. See, my son's children are my children. So then after the Lord has spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and set on the right hand of God. How many of y'all see that? Now, this 20th verse is so important for what we read in Hebrews. And they went forth. Now, see, he can't do nothing until you go forth. Yeah. And they went forth and preached everywhere. Now, look what happened. The Lord working with them. And confirming the word with what? All right, children, I want you all to listen a while now. From the basis of Psalm 63, I'm going to begin talking a few minutes about walking in dominion by the supernatural power of God. Write that in your note. Walking in dominion by the supernatural power of God. Dominated. Never being dominated. No matter what the opposition is, you're always in control because God has his hand on your back. The supernatural, listen to me a few minutes now. I'm going to go to Psalm 63 in a few moments. The supernatural bespeaks dominion. It is the life of the Spirit moving in divine authority and order. The supernatural is the life of the Spirit moving in divine authority and order.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Authority and order.
Yes, sir.
Say authority,
authority.
And order.
And order.
So you got to be in order.
Yeah.
All right. We are called by God, our Father, to dominate circumstances, situations and problems that try to stop the operation of the kingdom of God. Now, I got to pause here because it's a lot here, because I don't know if you want me to go to this permanent scripture about government. And I know I need to read Psalm 3. I know from the Holy Ghost what one to read first. Because you can read the wrong one and you have a drop off. Turn to Isaiah 9. Isaiah chapter 9. Order. I was talking about authority and order.
Yes.
God apostolically, through an apostolic mantle, an apostolic grace, an apostolic wisdom, God government must be put back in place over psychology. Over science of the mind, and over these what do you call those church? Seeker friendly churches.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Everybody happy. Everybody don't supposed to be happy in a church. Y'all get that from everybody happy. Everybody don't supposed to be happy because we at different intervals we need to be checked. All of us. So you're not gonna be happy every Sunday morning. You've done something wrong and you're gonna be happy. No, when you're under conviction, your conscience bothers you. But that's all right. God said he'll clear it up, but we're going to walk, make mistakes. But we don't live in mistake. I got two or three people back me up, but thank God. Because I'm really preaching. There's going to be some powerful stuff hit you in a few minutes. It don't take long to do this. In a few minutes, some powerful stuff going to hit in this place, all right? Yes, just a few more minutes. In Isaiah 9, 6, we got to come back to this.
Right.
If we're going to walk in supernatural dominion,
yes,
we're going to have the order to go with it.
Yes, right.
And we're going to have to know that the government of God ruled and reigned no matter what's happening.
Right. Yes,
no matter who think they be.
Yes, sir.
All Goliaths fall when you operate in God's government properly.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, Apostle.
Whatever opposition you're dealing with tonight, I come here to kill it. And I know the Spirit of God can wipe it out. We got to recognize when we symbol like this that God is so real and he's so powerful. And we have to come to a dimension of understanding. We have to come to a dimension of understanding before we can dominate.
Yes, sir.
Write that down. You got to come to a certain dimension of understanding God's government before you can dominate.
Yes.
This is not Sunday school tonight.
Right.
This is ruling, reigning, taken by force.
Yes.
Stopping the enemy in his track,
yes,
threading on serpent and scorpion,
yes,
and over all the power of the enemy.
Yes.
Everything that is aggravating and agitating your life,
yes,
must leave you tonight.
Yes.
You must have the wisdom of God of what move to make.
Yes.
The understanding of God, when to stop and when to walk ahead.
Yes.
But I tell you right now, tonight you out.
Yes.
He shouldn't have never let you got to this meeting tonight. He should have stopped you somewhere before you got here. Because I pronounce supernatural dominion upon your life, upon your ministry, upon your family, upon you personally, upon your finances, upon your health and your wealth. You will leave here tonight as a dominator. What? Whoa, whoa, whoa. You will leave here as a resurrected dominator. You're coming out of every grave that has been dominating you. Love in your marriage is going to shift gear and going to back up to that first moment. Ooh, I remember when I first met Carol. Oh, Jesus. I said, who is that little black girl over there? Ooh, she. Now she mine. God dog it, now she mine.
Come on, Apostle.
So tonight, when you first met her, let me talk to these married folks. The Holy Ghost is going to shift you back to that moment. And you're going to live like that the rest of your life. I'm just trying to explain how supernatural dominion works. It don't let Satan get off with nothing. It don't let time rule you. When you're walking in supernatural dominion, you're walking in eternity. You're not walking in time. You don't use no clock. You don't use no calendar. No one tell you what's going to happen. You already know what's going to happen. And you will return to God, your first love. You remember when you first met him? You remember how you, ooh, I want God, I want more. Tonight, you return to your first love. Hey! And you recognize tonight, I'm not on no clock. How you gonna put an apostle on a clock? I might have one more statement to make that can change your life forever. Now I want to read about this government for a minute because I know you've read the scripture, but I want it in the aspect of God's government is, get all these dollars off the floor. I don't need to be looking at dollars. Put them with the other pile. God, no, I can't be looking at no dollars and pennies and stuff like that. God, I need to stay anointed. What I was saying, Dan, I don't know what I was saying. I saw that dollar and lost it. What I was saying, honey? Yeah. Oh, God's government is supernatural. So in order for me to operate in it, I have to be, come on, y'all talk to me. Don't be slow tonight. God's government is supernatural. In order for me to operate in it properly, I must understand that the supernatural life and the supernatural nature and the supernatural abilities of God resides on the inside of me. So supernaturally living become normal. So a sign don't make me say, ooh, I expected that to happen. Miracles does not enthuse me because it's my normal pattern of living. The only thing that enthuses me is the presence of God.
Yes, sir. Wow. Yes, sir.
You see where we're at?
Yes, sir.
All right, sit down. Let's go to work. Let's go to work. Verse 60, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the what? And the what? What government mean? Rule, authority, and dominion, and subduing. And the government should be up on his shoulder. He's talking about Jesus. His name should be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Now notice verse 7. Of the increase of his government and peace, what it say? All right, upon the throne of David, upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. Now, this last statement is powerful. the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I hope y'all ain't come here to walk more than y'all come here to hear me preach. Marching and waving the flag got nothing on this. I'm telling you how to live in a supernatural dominion. I hope you didn't come here just for a flag and a t-shirt. No, no, baby. Something else going to happen here tonight. We're going to wave the flag. We're going to wear the t-shirt. But something else going to happen here tonight. El Shaddai. Jehovah Jireh. We must first honor him. Before we wave a flag, honor his word. Let's go to Psalm 63. Let's go there. And I may take up tomorrow night. But Psalm 63. Psalm 63 is talking about a thirsting soul. A soul that is thirsty for the present, for the person, the present, and the power of God. A soul that is thirsty for the person, the presence, and the power of God. If you're not thirsty, threefold. It's a threefold thirst. Your spirit, your soul, and your body has to be thirsty. If you're not thirsty, God will not give you a drink. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be what?
Filled.
Now, I know I feel it right here. Some of y'all not thirsty. You become satisfied with that broken, stale piece of biscuit that you got 20 years ago. I want to give you a fresh piece of bread tonight. Some of y'all won't even respond. I'm looking at you. Won't even respond. You think you're at the mall. This is not the mall. We got to give, this place is sacred. And our God can do anything. Yeah, y'all know what I'm saying, Pastor. Our God can do anything up in here. God won't move if you don't respect him. There are two things, respect and expect. Write that down. Respect, honor him, you see, then expect. Because when you respect, you can expect. Because once you respect God, God's going to move.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Listen to these words. Psalm 63:1. Oh, God. Say it. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
That's not good enough.
Oh, God.
That's not good enough.
Oh, God.
No, you're not. You're saying it loud enough, but oh, God, not good enough. You saying it loud enough, but oh God, I'm telling you, I was telling you, oh God, not good enough. You know why? Look at the text. Thou art my God. You're not just oh God. But this is personal. Talk to me, somebody. This is personal. The psalmist shifts to another gear in the next statement. Oh God is one statement and he is grand. But he's not grand unless you properly connected. So the psalmist said, oh God, and then he pushes for, thou art my God. Say it, thou art my God. Woo, thou art my God, and I want more of you. How about I close? close on a high note. And I want more of you. Look at this. Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. Thou
my God.
If you don't say, thou my God, I'm going to come out there and slap you side the head. Say, thou
my God.
Up in here disrespecting God. Say, thou
my God.
Because the only way you're going to walk in supernatural dominion, you have to have a personal, continuous acknowledgement of the fact that he is your God, not 25 years ago. But you are my God this Tuesday night in Darrow. You are my God right now. I trust you with all my heart, and I will lean not on my own understanding. I acknowledge you in all my ways, and I'm going to permit you to direct my path. You are my God. If you for me, who can be against me? When the enemy come in like a flood, I know you're going to lift up a standard. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, because you are my God. You want me to tell you what I saw in the spirit? Your problems, your situation, your circumstances, and your opposition just start packing their bags. They know they cannot hold a person with a personal revelation that God is their God.
Yes.
Anybody can say, oh God.
Yeah.
My soul. My total man. My total man, my spirit, my soul, and my senses want to know you. All of me belong to you. My spirit belong to you. My soul belong to you. My body belong to you. Everything I got belong to you. You made me who I am. You blessed me in the morning. You bless me at noontime. You bless me late in the midnight hour. Everything I have come for you. You my God. I want more of you. I want more of you in my life. I want more of the Holy Ghost. I want more of Jesus. I want more of the Spirit of God. I want more anointing. I want more wisdom. I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. I'm sold out. That's a song they sang, nobody can do me like Jesus. Who getting blessed? Let me ask it this way. Who getting further up the road? How dare you look at your problem now? You're going to be a midget. Look at it. Anything you're dealing with, look at it. It's a midget. It's a midget. It's trembling. It's peeing in his pants. It's a midget. It's a midget. It's scared. It's shaking right now. Say, God, dog, I wish I could have discouraged her not to let her get there Tuesday night. She came with a flag, and she's going to leave with a crown. You have any idea what happened to you tonight? You recognize 44 years of grace is talking to you?
Yes.
You will have supernatural experiences and encounters and manifestation and demonstration the rest of your life. Pastors will operate in the spirit like never before before I release it upon them tonight. When they stand in their pulpit, they're going to begin to operate in the spirit. Anybody felt anything yet? Huh? Because yeah, I don't just have a faith God. I have a God every now and then. I can feel my flesh crawling and getting hot. My body get hot. My body get tight. Every now and then I feel that his hand is on my shoulder. There's a tightness take place sometime with me with God. Right now it's up on me. Sometimes hot oil run down my head.
Come on, Apostle.
He is here. Let me teach you 5 or 10 more minutes. No, I ain't teaching. Let me minister to you. Let me reach you 5 or 10 more minutes. You've had enough teaching. I need to reach you.
Reach me, Dad. Reach.
I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel a divine tension in here.
Yeah.
I sense anything can happen in here.
Yes,
good tonight.
Yes, good. Yeah.
Wow. I did my friend Kenny Copeland an injustice. I gave him a clock. I'm going to have to beg his pardon the next time I see him. I shouldn't have never given him that clock. One of them little clocks you put up here and time you. Shouldn't have given it to him. Prophet and apostles don't need no clock.
That's right.
God don't wait by time. Now, if you ain't saying nothing, you need a clock. Matter of fact, you need 2 clocks if you're not saying nothing. You ain't spend no time with God. You need 3 clocks. I'll tell him when I see him. Yeah. Brother Coleman, give my clock back. I was wrong for giving you that clock. Yeah. Trying to cut him down and teach a normal sermon. Yeah. Ain't nobody want no normal sermon. Well, I've had so many normal sermons, I'm normal almost. If I let it happen. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
See, see how you're on the age now? Your expectation, you don't know what's going to happen here. You don't know when I'm going to close. You don't know how I'm going to close. You don't know why I close.
Yeah.
But you're going to know something happened to you before I close.
Yeah.
Man, I feel it all in the air.
Yes, sir.
We're on the verge of signs and wonders, divers miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost. It's God's witness, it's God's will, and it's God's confirmation for us to do things out of the ordinary.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, yes, sir. Absolutely.
And you should have the baddest house in your neighborhood. Y'all don't want to talk to me. They don't want to talk to me. Now they think I'm going off track. No, I'm not going off track. What about Solomon? What about, you think somebody on Solomon Street had a house like him? What about Solomon? It's a $500 check. What about Solomon? You ought to be the representing God and knowing God's government and knowing about supernatural dominion and knowing that stuff don't run you. You run stuff. Come on, get out of that deadness. But I don't want much. I'll slap you out of here. I don't want much. How you gonna be under God tomorrow? I don't want much. Trying to be humble, trying to be spirit, but you're stupid. You do want it. You know you want it. You know you want the baddest house in your neighborhood. And you know you want your neighbor to look at your house.
Yes, sir.
Now some spiritual person, I feel some spiritual person now. Then it got spiritual. Some point it got spiritual. They're deep in the word. Then he got spiritual. Now, I don't want to talk about this. Tell me about Jesus. Jesus said, no, you need to hear this man. Because I come that you might have life. And you might have it more abundantly.
Yeah, that's right. Come on. That's right.
Yeah, I'll finish tomorrow. I'll finish. I'll finish tomorrow. You supposed to tell me, no. See what happened, boy? I got them. They're ready to wave their flag. Some of y'all ain't coming back tomorrow night. You ain't coming back Thursday. You ain't coming back Friday. You just come to wave the flag. You ain't much of a member.
Come on, that's right. Come on, Apostle, that's right.
Your man of God here with his daddy, yeah. You gonna come one night with your t-shirt on to wave your flag, yeah. And you're not gonna come back? You're not much of a member.
That's right.
Need to push your tail out.
Yeah.
Come on, Apostle.
Disrespecting your pastor like that. He down there got four members with him.
Come on, Apostle. Disrespect.
You laying back there watching television, what he told you how to get.
Yeah.
I know some of y'all game. But you need your apostle to tell you that's wrong. You back your man of God up. You're right there. Some of y'all right there, and bad news comes at us. Y'all close right around. You're going to let people come out of state and back their pastors up, and you're going to be right here in driving distance, and your pastor going to be here with five members tomorrow night and Thursday night and Friday night right here in your own state. How's that over there? This place should be packed the rest of this week, just like this. I see some of y'all ain't saying nothing. Some of y'all ain't waving your hand or nothing. Because I caught you tonight. I've located you. Now you don't want to wave your hand. You don't want to say amen. You don't want to say nothing. You just want to be made happy. But I'm not going to make you happy. I'm going to make you uncomfortable. You're not following your man of God. That's why your blessing not coming. That's why you're not anointed. That's why you're not healed. That's why you don't have your money. That's why your marriage is not happy. That's why your children not obeying you. Because you're not obeying the man of God. And I'm talking to my members too. Some of them at home watching television right now. I'm talking to you too. I ought to put you out. I wish I knew who you are. Wasting my time. You ain't gonna back me up. You don't supposed to be here. I don't need you as no member. I ain't your servant. I'm God's servant. You gonna stop abusing me. You gonna stop misusing me. Just using me up. Taking my life, taking my time, giving no respect, no honor. Want me to come to your funeral? You want me to bury your dead one? You want me to marry your children? You want me to come to the hospital when you're sick? But yet you can't come here and let me teach you how not to be sick, how not to be broke. You go to all of Southern Game, all of them.
Yes, sir.
You got season ticket.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Come on, sir. Yes, sir.
Word truth. Junior went out. Where's you? You went out? You got it? Y'all got it? Huh? I'll finish tomorrow night.
Yes, sir.
I'll finish tomorrow night. Now, who's going to be here to see you? Who's going to be here to hear? Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Who's going to be here tomorrow night? Thursday night. Thursday night. Thursday night. Friday night. Hey, look at me. You can do this. You can do this. Let me see your hand again. That's it?
Yes, sir.
They'll be here.
Yes, sir.
Thursday, Friday. They need to be here Thursday and Friday. They don't know what's going to happen here.
Right. What's going to happen?
That's right.
A good father will tell you the truth.
That's right. That's right. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I say the same thing that father said to the oldest son. I'm saying it. All that I have is done. But you got to be here to get it. Force yourself to come. Drag yourself out. What is this? What is this? What is this?
You may be seated. Lift your hand if you need an offering envelope. The ushers and I'll to serve you. Those that are carrying a banner for the respective churches, would you please report to the foyer to get ready for our parade of ministries?
Meow. I want you to enjoy this part. This part is part of what we do, but I want you to understand we want to feed you and lead you, and you need to be here. Now go ahead and enjoy yourself. Flag, jump, shout, blow whistle, do whatever you want. We're here to rejoice. Go ahead.